If your South Carolina business buys South Carolina agricultural products, you'll want to listen to this. It could keep some money in your pocket. I'm Mike Davis with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, what are we talking about here?
Mike, we have a very, I think, unique tax credit program in South Carolina wherein businesses who buy South Carolina agricultural products and increase those purchases from one year over the next, they can let us analyze those numbers and see if they qualify for an agribusiness tax credit for doing just that. If they purchase more than $100,000 and they were to increase those purchases by at least 15% from one year to the next, then they will qualify for a tax credit on those purchases up to $100,000. It's all designed to help our businesses look at South Carolina agricultural products first. If they're buying grain or if they're buying other products like that for their businesses, look to South Carolina first before you bring it from out of state. So that's what this tax credit was set up and designed to do.
Now, does this program, is it tied in with Certified South Carolina? I want to make a distinction there.
It is not. Mm-hmm. That's a good question, and we don't limit it to Certified South Carolina producers. We just want to keep dollars flowing in South Carolina agriculture, keep them in our state, and this is one pretty unique, as I called it earlier, and on the aggressive side of what we're doing. It's patterned after a credit that we give businesses for using the port in Charleston. Mm-hmm. If they increase the number of containers from one year to the next, then they get a credit for so many dollars per container. So we wanted to do similarly for agriculture.
I understand you have to make application to get this tax credit. When's the deadline?
Deadline is September 30th. And that's why I appreciate that listeners out there might know someone who ought to investigate it, even if it's not them personally. So the time frame is right around the corner.
And if folks want more information about that credit, how can they get that?
Well, they can go to scagribusiness, all one word, .com, and they can learn more. Just call the department, and we'll put you in the right direction.
Absolutely. And if you need this information or that link, you can find it at our website as well. That is SFN for Southern Farm Network, sfntoday.com. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.